what's up, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. It's a podcast about Ariana Grande, and I'm your host, Gabby. So our last episode was about Ariana Grande's wedding. So if you want all of the details and my thoughts on Ariana's wedding, go check out the last episode. This episode I'm really excited about is actually going to be all about fashion. Ariana Grande's fashion, her clothes, the stylist she works with. I've never actually talked about this on the show, and I have a really exciting guest, Jasmine in NYC from TikTok. She came up on my For You page with her videos about Ariana Grande. She does all these videos about celebrity fashion. She's amazing. You guys should check her out. But we had a great conversation that I think will kind of pull back the curtain about celebrity fashion and how much goes into basically every outfit that celebrities wear. So stay tuned for my interview with Jasmine. But as always, make sure you're following me at Ariana Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Wherever you're listening, hit follow on Spotify or subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review if you enjoy today's episode. It really helps me out on Apple Podcasts. And as always, we start with some Ariana Grande news. So let's get into it. Even though this is Ariana's off season, a lot has been going on. She was recently on the James Corden show performing a song that is to the tune of Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray, but it's no lockdowns anymore. celebrating the end of the pandemic. I will play a clip of that here. No lockdowns anymore. And then she did there's still no official POV music video, but she did a Vivo live performance of POV. I feel like we've all just been craving that live stadium moment when she performs POV, and we got a little bit of a taste of it with this performance. It's on a really beautiful set where it's like a garden, and her outfit is amazing. And she also just released a new song with Doja Cat, I Don't Do Drugs, and I love this song. I personally like it better than Motive. This is Doja and Ariana's third time collaborating, which is crazy because it's all been within the last year. They did Motive 3435 Remix, and now I Don't Do Drugs, which is on Doja's new album, Planet Her. And this one I love. There's some songs with Ariana, because I have such high expectations, I'll listen to it and I'm like, it's okay, I like it, but it's whatever. And then a lot of times, I'll listen to it more and then I'll start to like it more, or it'll just kind of be a song that I like, but I'm not obsessed with. But this one, I Don't Do Drugs, I heard it immediately, obsessed. I love it. I think this is kind of the song that I wanted Doja and Ariana to do on the Positions album. I wanted it to be kind of a sexier bop like I Don't Do Drugs is, not the kind of Motive is a dance voguing track. And I think that Doja and Ariana's vocals sound so good on these sexier songs that Doja is kind of known for and does so well. So I think it was great. I'll play a clip. Play on a safe side, but you fucking me up on this FaceTime. Faded pouring all over you. Know exactly what I wanna do. But baby, can you get it from the back? Got me burning like I'm Doja Cat. Keep me in your bag, cause you wanna hear me say I'm coming back. But this time I want the boy, just make it last. And have it on good authority that The Voice has started filming. So I think that's why we're seeing Ariana in so many like nice outfits lately. She's been posting like that she's in the car going places. I think some of that is because, you know, lockdown is ending, but also she's working. Like, I saw that The Voice now is having their blind auditions. That's like the iconic, like The Voice auditions where they start from the back and then they turn around if they like The Voice. So that's filming right now. They actually film with a live studio audience. So people are going and they're like seeing Ariana right now, which is crazy. But I've seen some people post about it. They can't say that much because they are required to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. But basically they have to go in. They're not allowed to bring their phones in. And that's recording right now that they are recording those first few episodes. And I saw that they record at like 9 in the morning. So Ariana is working. She is truly working. But that is in progress. So, I mean, I don't know when this season 21 of The Voice will start, but Ariana's going to be on TV every week. Like, that's crazy. And of course, I have to say that this past weekend, Ariana turned 28. It was her birthday, Cancer season, and she celebrated with some karaoke with her friends. She looks so cute, and I can't believe she's 28. Like, it makes me feel better about my age. I just turned 25 this month as well, and I'm like, okay, Ariana is killing it at 28, and I'm obsessed at how much she has accomplished, but also she has so far to go. So that's my sappy birthday wish to her. Hope she had an amazing day. And let's see, am I missing any other news? Oh, so I forgot to say that Ariana announced a new fragrance. So she announced God is a Woman. This is, I think, her 7th fragrance. There's been so many. Ari, Moonlight, Sweet Like Candy, Cloud, Thank You Next, REM, and now God is a Woman. There was also Thank You Next 2.0, which recently came out, and a Sweet Like Candy Frankie edition. A lot. So I guess technically you could say that it's her 9th fragrance. There's been so many. But I'm kind of impressed by it. I think she's had a lot of longevity in this fragrance business space. And her recent fragrances, Cloud and REM, have won awards in like the beauty industry. Awards for being great perfumes. So she is kind of killing it, and I don't know that many artists who have had such longevity. I think Taylor Swift only came out with one fragrance, same with Katy Perry. I think Britney Spears has come out with so many fragrances, same with Paris Hilton. So Ariana's done an amazing job. I still love Cloud. I think that's the one I get the most compliments when I wear. I also have REM. I haven't worn it as much, but God is a Woman coming soon. Okay, I think let's just get right into the interview. So this is my conversation with Jasmine in NYC from TikTok. I hope you enjoy. So today I'm joined by Jasmine, who you may know from TikTok at Jasmine in NYC. Say hello.
Hi.
So excited to have you here today, Jasmine. Jasmine came up on my For You page because she knows a lot about fashion, is always doing different fashion updates and reviews on her TikTok. So we're going to talk about Ariana and fashion today. But first of all, Jasmine, what are your thoughts on Ariana in general? Are you a fan?
I love Ariana Grande. I've actually been a fan since like her very first like Honeymoon Avenue album.
Yeah.
My older brother actually was like super into her. Like he was in love with her. And yeah. So he had that album. So when we were like in middle school or whatever, like I just remember him like playing that album all the time, and from there I just have like always been a stan, more so recently too with her newer stuff. So I love her, will forever love her. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. What are some of like your favorite songs?
My favorite song is like actually Moonlight.
I love Moonlight.
I know, it's so good. And I feel like she doesn't like it that much because at her, like I was lucky enough to get this like Sweetener tour and my friend like had like sound check tickets.
Oh,
and
wow.
Someone asked her like during the sound check to play it. And she was like, I don't know why everyone always wants me to play that song. Like, I don't really like that song or something like that. So we were like, that's sad because that was both of our favorites. But I love that. And then I love like Good Night and Go. I love her like slower kind of like sad songs. I like this like cover that she has that I wish was on Spotify of Still Hurting from like a musical.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know what. I love that cover. Yeah, honestly, like any of her like really sad songs, like Ghostin, mm-hmm. I love. So those are probably my favorites.
Yeah, those are definitely some good ones. Wow. So I don't think I've ever talked to someone who's been to the sound check. What was that experience like?
It was so cool. I mean, it was like the coolest thing ever. We were like the oldest people there by like 6 years, I think, which was pretty embarrassing, but it was so cool. I mean, she had all of her friends there and like,
wow.
So it felt very like, she was like, just kind of chatting with her friends and then people mm-hmm. were like asking her questions and stuff. The only like the most memorable part of it was like, my friend is from Boca, in Florida as well. And so he like shouted out like the area code of Boca or whatever. And she was like, oh my God, like someone else from Boca or something like that, which was super cool. But, yeah, it was honestly amazing. And then we were able to like, just be right there in the front for like the entire concert. So it was like literally the best night of my life.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing.
Love that.
Yeah.
I definitely hope, I wish I could have done that. So I did go to the tour two times. I went I went to the Brooklyn show and I went to the Detroit show.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah.
Love that. Are you like, are you in the New York area? Like which one did you travel for?
So my family's from Michigan. So I traveled for that one first.
Okay.
And then I live in the New York area mostly. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Oh, yeah. So fun. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone to two, but just have to wait for the next one, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So I definitely want to know, Jasmine, kind of how you got into TikTok. Have you always loved fashion, things like that?
So no, okay. I honestly haven't. I mean, I've always been interested in it. Like when I was younger, mm-hmm. like, I know, like, I didn't ever care about, like, award shows or anything. Like, I mm-hmm. only cared about, like, the E! Red carpet coverage.
Yeah.
So, I feel like I've always been interested in it. I'm, like, always been a shopaholic and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But it's just until it was, like, recent that I really got into, like, the history behind stuff and, like, stylist work. And the main reason for that is because I started watching someone named Hot Limone on YouTube. He's great. He's like, my friend recommended him to me and I literally sat down and watched all of his videos in like a week. And then since then, that's how I started making my videos. They're very much inspired off of his.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's kind of, I was into TikTok before then. Like I was trying to make, you know, like the whipped coffee and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, trying to do things like that. But, it was just with the fashion stuff that started taking off. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just stick with this.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I do want to get into Ariana's fashion. So I'm going to go kind of in chronological order, I guess. But I want to start with the iconic sweatshirt and thigh-high boots. I saw you did the TikTok about how, even though those it's a kind of a simple outfit, I guess, but also very expensive because all the boots she wore were very expensive, but it was very impactful. She really put thigh-high boots on the map.
She did. I mean, she did. I loved that. I think a lot of people just loved that, whether like they want to admit it or not. It was like her, you know, her go-to, like that was what she became known for. And I feel like I'm not short, I'm 5'6". And like, I even tried to find like sweatshirts and stuff to like, do that with, didn't really have as much luck. I would have to buy like triple, quadruple XL to make it look like her, but I did buy the boots. I had to buy the thigh highs. I think I like literally bought the exact same ones that she like wore. which were very expensive and like I never ended up wearing that much of, but it was iconic. It was just mm-hmm. iconic. And I don't mind, like, I love that. I love that's one thing I love about Ariana Grande is I feel like even though she, like, may repeat things a lot, like that trend, the ponytail, whatever, like, those are, like, her, you know, like, that's what she's known for. Mm-hmm. So, like, I enjoy, like, people like that, celebrities like that, because it's, like, not many celebrities, I feel like, have things like that. And she has two, like, the, you know, with the ponytail and the sweatshirt thing, so I think that's pretty cool.
That is so true. I feel like she definitely always kind of has a uniform, because even yeah. now she's not wearing the sweatshirt and thigh highs as much, but pretty much every time you see her, she's in like high-waisted jeans and a crop top now, and it's always like right. every outfit is just a different variation.
Yeah, it's so I know she really like she I feel like she knows what she looks good in. She sets trends without really even trying, and
yeah,
I think that's pretty cool.
Definitely. Okay, so I do want to get into her stylist. This is definitely in like the Ariana fan community. People have been obsessed with Mimi Cottrell, who's kind of been revamping Ariana's entire style since her new album last year. But before that, she worked with La Roach, who you talked about. So
yep.
I know a little bit about La Roach. I remember he was briefly a judge on America's Next Top Model, and I think he's most well known for working with Zendaya. But right. tell us about what you know about him.
I honestly, I don't know that much about him either. I know that he is like on the show Legendary, which people keep commenting for me to watch. Mm. I need to watch it. But other than that, like I know, yeah, he's most well known for his work with Zendaya. And he worked with Ariana Grande for a really long time. And I feel like he works really, I think this is the same for all stylists. Like he's an iconic stylist, I think. Like mm-hmm. He does a great job. It's just, I don't know if like him and Ariana, like, you know, worked as well together as maybe him and Zendaya. Like, I think that Zendaya is like his bread and butter. So, other than that though, I don't know too much really about him personally, but he's had some really major moments, I think, great career so far. So,
right. Yeah.
And he did do a lot of amazing looks for Ariana Grande, like that. Like that Vera Wang like Met moment, I think was him, and I'm just like, it was just amazing. But I do love her working with Mimi now. I think it's just a really good fit for like where she is in her life.
Yeah. Before we get into Mimi, I just want to call out a couple other looks that you mentioned that La Roach did. So he did the Grammys look, the most recent Grammys. Gray poofy dress, and I know there's photos of him on the carpet like
helping
making sure the dress looks good for the photos.
So funny. I loved that look. I didn't love the gloves. I don't know, I it just felt like that. I don't know, it's gloves for me, like they really have to like go with it perfectly, or I'm like they just should not have been included. But I loved that moment. Apart from that, and I love her in those like just huge over the top poofy gowns. I wonder if she took inspiration from Rihanna. I feel like he probably did. Because he always is like posting Rihanna on his like Instagram and stuff, so I feel like he takes a lot of inspo from her. And it really reminded me of that like super poofy dress moment that Rihanna did, but I love it. I think Ariana should honestly just like keep doing those because they just look so cute on her, and I love that.
Yeah. So Law did a lot of her early like red carpet, basically any like big red carpet look was by him, like from back in the day.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she really did. She worked with him for a really long time, and like, she had some really great red carpet moments with him. But then also there were just some others that I just was like, ugh, like I just am not obsessed. but yeah, I think Law really does a better job of like red carpet styling than other stylists. I'm anxious to see some of her red carpet looks with Mimi. Because I feel like I haven't seen too much of that from Mimi yet. I feel like she's better known for her street style. So I think it will be really interesting.
Okay, so getting into Mimi, so I know she kind of first we became aware of her first working with Ariana with the Positions album. I think the whole like Positions album photo shoot was with Mimi. All of like the Positions music video, I believe, was all done by her. Pretty much every like big outfit you've seen recently, the iHeartRadio Awards, all of the like kind of 60s mod inspired looks that Ariana's been wearing.
Yeah,
lately.
I think so too. I think the Positions video was like the just like Mimi's moment with her, like just showcasing everything she can
definitely.
Do. And yeah, and I think she's done those recent like Versace looks too, which are more like glam and red carpety. So definitely been a good run so far. I wonder if they started working together like, you know, right before COVID, during COVID. I'm not entirely sure of timeline, but yeah, she styled a lot of her recent looks and her wedding look, which so iconic. So yeah.
Yes. Let's talk about the wedding. So what did you think of the wedding?
I loved it. I was honestly really, really surprised. I felt like she was maybe going to pull out something like the gray, like, you know, the gray look we were just talking. Like, I wouldn't have been surprised to see her in like a princessy style chiffon look or something. But I loved this. I mean, I feel like as I've gotten older, I have gone like away from the idea of having like a princessy wedding to more of like having something simple. So I was happy that she did this and very pleasantly surprised. I think it just fit her so well. And I love that she kept her like signature insane heels. I loved that. The veil. It was, I think, a tribute to, or like based off of a look that, who is that? Like, Audrey Hepburn wore, which was very cool. So I loved it. I think it's something that she'll never like look back on that dress and be like, oh, that was so like, you know, trendy or anything like that. It's just a classic, elegant moment. I loved it.
Totally. Definitely.
Yeah.
So I want to talk a little bit about like just celebrities and stylists in general, just because I think it's kind of most people like don't even really realize how much celebrities are like styled and given outfits. So it's basically like any like interview they do, any red carpet, music videos, like all of these artists are getting styled by
yeah
people.
That's exactly like that's where I think a lot of confusion comes in about like some of the videos I make. Like people like I firmly believe that everyone should be able to wear whatever they want to wear and whatever they feel comfortable and whatnot. But I think that people are often like misunderstanding that like when celebrities are like leaving somewhere to be photographed, 99% of the time it's probably they're wearing a look that was styled for them. So like so I think like Ariana Grande and her Instagram photos when she's wearing like high-waisted jeans and, you know, like Supergas and like a crop top, like you said, chances are she maybe did not style like that. I think I'm not positive, but like Kylie Jenner, I think of Kylie Jenner like leaving and always having paparazzi photos of her like walking the street. Chances are she called in the paparazzi and the look is styled for her. So it's like, I don't necessarily see anything wrong in like commenting on those moments. Because I genuinely do think that stylist's entire career is built on public opinion and, you know, how much people like the looks that they're putting out. So I think it's good to like have an open conversation about what do we think of this? What do we think of that? Stuff like that. So yeah, I think celebrities are very rarely, especially when you're Ariana Grande's like, you know, she's huge. She's like an A-list star.
Yeah.
She's probably styled more often than not, is my assumption.
Right.
So yeah.
Yeah. Super interesting. Yeah. And I know it's like people say that it's certain you like need to be photographed and wearing this certain designer. Like the stylist has to make sure that if they're borrowing something, like it has to be photographed to be able to get it in.
For sure. Like yeah. And I'm sure that like she probably, I mean, Ariana Grande, I bet, gets so much stuff like just sent to her for free and things like that. And I'm sure that the like stylist my friend actually worked at a like brand called Christian Cowan, who's like, I feel like kind of well known.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And he said that like stylists would reach out and be like, hey, like, I want, you know, Kylie Jenner or whatever, like, to like get an outfit, like, can you send something? And they would send it, like, whether or not she necessarily was like going to, you know, for sure wear it or whatever. So I do think it is interesting. And I have to wonder, like, some of the like smaller brands that Ariana works with, if it's like them sending her stuff, or if she's like going out of her way to wear stuff by some of these brands. But yeah, it's definitely a really interesting. I would love to like talk to a stylist. I feel like I don't hear much from them. I don't have many people commenting on my Instagram or on my videos that are stylists, but I'm really curious to know like what the process looks like, because there has to be like instances in which, like, you know, they're like, Ariana Grande receives like something from a fan, you know, and she's like, I want to wear this. Like, is the stylist like, no, don't. I don't know. I'm curious too.
Right. That is very interesting. Yeah. It makes me think, have you watched Styling Hollywood on Netflix?
Yes, I have.
I mean, I see that. There was like some drama in that of like, he would be getting, for those who don't know, Styling Hollywood, it's like a reality show on Netflix with this guy who's a stylist. He styles like all different celebrity red carpets. Award season is like the biggest time for his business. And yeah, there's some drama with like getting looks last minute, and like he has to make sure the celebrity approves of the outfit, has to fit. I haven't watched that in so long. It's kind of old.
I know.
By
I don't
now,
know why
but...
they didn't make a second season. That was such a good show.
Yeah.
I'm like still following him on his Like, I'm like, I'm waiting.
Yeah. Jason Golden.
That was a great show.
Yeah. I need another season too.
I know. And they recently had a baby. So I'm like, maybe that's why.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was such a good show. And I think that people should watch. You're so right for bringing that up, because I do think people should like watch shows like that. They're really good insight to like what is going on behind the scenes. But it is like really, that's the thing too. Like, I think like with La Roche and maybe Ariana Grande, like it's very possible that they just, maybe like her relationship with Mimi is better. Like, I think that's what a lot of this comes down to. Like, La Roche might have the best relationship in the world with Zendaya, and that's why they're probably picking out such great looks time after time. Like, and that's not to say he doesn't have one with Ariana, but I think it's very much like, it's not this just the stylist being like, okay, you're going to wear this, like no questions asked. I think it's like a very much probably an open conversation between them, and like, you know, the probably feedback from both sides. And so I think, you know, if two people are very, very opinionated and want very different things, then you could have the best stylist in the world, but it might not work out, you know? So I think it is really interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. It like comes down to the relationship between them, and kind of makes me think of Hailey Bieber, who's, I feel like, known for being one of like fashion icons of this generation. And she's always styled by Maeve most of the time, who's Style Me Maeve on Instagram. And I feel like they must get along great, because I know Hailey started her YouTube channel. Maeve is like on the YouTube channel sometimes. So I think they just like get along great. And Hailey is like known for all of these amazing outfits, but she's not even the one putting them together. It's
Hailey Bieber
Maeve.
Is really interesting too, because I feel like Maeve, like low-key, I thought this might be a hot take, but low-key, I was thinking about this the other day when I was like looking at Maeve's Instagram. I was like, I low-key feel like Maeve and Hailey work so well together, because I feel like Maeve, if she had the amount of money and resources that Hailey Bieber has, she would be wearing all this stuff. Like, not as hard to shop for someone that has probably the exact same taste as you versus shopping like for like Michelle Obama or something like that, you know? Like, I could never shop for Michelle Obama. Like, I don't have amazing taste in like probably what she is looking for, but I think that Maeve and Hailey are probably looking at very similar things, and so I feel like that's why they work so well together. And I think that's probably why Maeve has struggled a little more with like Charli D'Amelio and stuff like that, because Charlie's so much younger, and I think that's harder to nail down. So yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up for sure.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, well, is there any other fashion moments from Ariana that we should talk about before we wrap up?
I don't
up?
Think so. I think the biggest thing, like, I am looking forward to from her is, like, I like that she is wearing, like, I don't, like, I love that she, you know, she has access to, like, Valentino, Chanel, all this stuff. But I love that she's choosing now to wear, like, things that are more, like, affordable, first of all. And second of all, like, maybe things that are more accessible to other people. So, like, that Rotten Boa look that she recently wore, like, it wasn't that expensive. Someone wanted to go get that for, like, you know, a prom. They could probably do that more easily than they could, like, a, you know, Valentino Couture moment. And Dion Lee, like, she's worn Dion Lee, who is, I feel like, a lesser well-known brand than some of those other, like, big ones. And so I hope she keeps doing stuff like that, and working with smaller brands, I think, is always huge. And I think something that'll just be work out better for celebrities in the long run right now. I think it's what people want to see more than maybe some of these couture designers even. So very excited to see what she has in store. But yeah, I think we covered it all.
Yeah, no, that's so true, because she's definitely not as flashy as she could be. And she recently went kind of viral for she wore these Princess Polly jeans that were like $70, and like every magazine wrote about it, because you could just, like, most people could afford those jeans, and celebrities don't always wear things that are accessible. So I think that's so true.
Exactly. But with that being said, I would also love to see her pull out more, like I love what Dua Lipa is doing now. Like, sometimes I would love for Ariana to just, like, go full on, like just iconic, like most talked about moment at an award show. I feel like she's very rarely listed as, like, the best dressed, and she deserves
that's
to.
True.
Like, she deserves to be that person. So she's, like, the pop princess icon of our generation. Like, I feel like she needs a couple of, like, a Rihanna, like, Swarovski crystal moment. I don't think she'll ever really do something like that, like, exactly like that, but I would love that for her. That would be so cool. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
I would love that too. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Jasmine, so much for joining me. Tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok at Jasmine in NYC. That's me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jasmine. Thanks for doing this.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And yeah, I hope that this was helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, I want to thank Jasmine again for calling into the podcast. It was so fun talking to her. She's so cool, and definitely follow her on TikTok. And as always, thank you for listening to another episode of Young, Beautiful, Successful. Follow the podcast on social media at Ariana Podcast on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram. Subscribe wherever you're listening. Leave a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review. Love you guys. And I'll see you next time for another episode. Thanks. Bye. Peace. And girl, you're too, you're so young, and so-